This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the Friday Lockdown Show, a.k.a. the Marianas Edition. We are coming to you from the Commonwealth of the Northern Mariana Islands, the island of Saipan. Yes, in the middle of the Pacific, to be specific, I am Vin Armani.
It's Alex.
I think that this has been an interesting show. It's been a kind of an optimistic show. What I've thought and what I've predicted was that people were eventually going to get fed up with this and start opening up. I've been seeing a little bit around here, even that seeming to happen, where I was like, oh, that's interesting. As I was driving down the street, that cafe hasn't been open. There's one just in Garapan, which is like our entertainment district. And it was open, and I was like, interesting. And then I looked, and I'm seeing, you know, little improvements being made here and there on buildings, and I'm like, oh, they're looking to open up. So we'd love to hear from you how it's going, whether you're locked down like crazy in California or whether it's something a little different. We heard that some counties in Florida are okay. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can also reach us in the Discord chat app where you can listen and call. Right in Discord, discord.lrn.fm. You know what I saw that was interesting that I saw, speaking of that, as I was actually coming here to do the show this morning? There is a new billboard right on Olei Beach now, kind of at that main intersection there, where it says, do your part to stop the spread. Get tested for COVID-19. And then, interestingly, yesterday, all of these little, they look almost like handmade, but they're all on the same kind of, I guess you would call that a billboard, like the original term, a small lean-to billboard that look like they're hand-drawn, and they all say things like, we're in this together, Mariana's strong, we'll get through this. And I'm like, hold on, get through what?
Yeah, what do we have, 19 cases?
Total. But it's like they've tested thousands, and so far I think they've come up with like five. They just recently said, oh, we've got a new positive case, but asymptomatic, because nobody is presenting to the hospital with actual COVID-19 symptoms. So the only way they get a confirmed positive is by pushing people to go and get tested, and then some percentage of those people come back as being positive. Asymptomatic. But what's your reward? What's your reward for going and getting tested even though you have no symptoms?
Go to jail.
Yeah. So you get thrown in quarantine at one of the resorts that's being paid for by FEMA, which they have. So they had one person recover totally, which basically just means you sit there asymptomatic for 3 weeks, right? You sit there, you have no symptoms, and you sit there for 3 weeks. That's what's going to happen.
Three or two?
It's three for the people who are positive. It's two if you just come onto the island and you have no symptoms or anything. You have to go into a two-week quarantine.
Well, I heard now it's until you're tested. So you come on, you go to quarantine, and then they test you, then you can be released.
Oh, that's not bad. Yeah, we had to spend 2 weeks. But who's going to pay the salaries of all of these armed officers? You go in front of the resort that's got the quarantine for the sick people, you'll see five armed. Mind you, there's a total of like four people in that resort quarantine. In an entire resort quarantine, the front entrance, you'll see like five armed police as guards. And then stationed every 30 yards.
They're chilling in a tent, just talking and, you know, hanging out.
I understand. I'm not saying like they're patrolling with ARs. What I'm saying is these people are being paid.
Yeah.
And the people working inside are being paid. And when the number of armed guards for a quarantine outnumbers the number of people inside by a factor of three or four at any given time, there's a problem. There's something being mismanaged. You can believe me.
Mark was saying we have the highest guard to prisoner ratio of any place in the
world. Yeah, I believe that. Let's go to the phones. I made a call out for people to tell us how things are going in their neck of the woods. Shane is in Nevada. He's checking us out on YouTube right now. Shane, how's it going? Shane, are you there? Hey, Shane. James. I'm sorry. Yes. James in Nevada. Go ahead, sir.
Your Majesty, Your Royal Highness, Your Excellencies, Chairman Arvik, members of the Noble Committee, ladies and gentlemen, words of gratitude expressed by Eli Wiesel, a Holocaust survivor, who, by the way, his last residence during the Holocaust was liberated by men driving Sherman tanks. He shows respect for authorities even after him being a victim of the worst state atrocity ever in humankind, unlike you two. And I wouldn't call Alex anti-Semitic when he applauds the world's move. Majority of population doesn't respect the country of Israel, of which every single country east of Israel, the day it was declared an independent nation, all those theocratic gangster regimes declared war on Israel, not the other way around. Thank God Israel defeated them. Because Israel, unlike all the other countries east of Jerusalem, you have a freedom of speech and freedom of religion. And Jews and non-Jews are respected the rights that God given to them anywhere in Israel. But try going east of Israel, Alex, and start railing against your government or their governments. Have some balls for once in your life and do just that. I'd love to throw you out of a plane in Mecca, literally, dressed in pink, and you can wave your rainbow flag and find out how much life you have left to live.
Why would Alex be waving a rainbow flag? I don't understand. Well, what is why would Alex be dressed in pink?
They don't have any respect for gays. They don't have respect for Jews, and yet you defend them. Israel is the one free country.
Who are we defending?
The greatest country in the Middle East. The only country in the Middle East where you could be a queer, you could have freedom of religion and freedom of speech in public. And not have anything
they don't
to
like
worry
black.
About
they don't like black people very much, my friend.
But let me
they don't like black people very much, and we're black.
I didn't want to get on the rant about that. I wanted to talk about Suicide Island, which you're living on right now, which thanks to Sherman tanks, the locals couldn't be more than happy to see Sherman tanks, but it turned into Suicide Island because the people that used to be rightfully thought of with a four-letter pejorative that were xenophobic mass murderers, the original Eisen groupies, who did to the locals savage things. And now, thanks to Sherman tanks, you live in the empire of the Mariana Islands that will never be invaded by four-letter racist xenophobic army members that had murdered millions of people before they dropped bombs on Pearl Harbor.
You're very concerned about people being invaded. You're very concerned about invasions happening.
No,
you're very. That's a very big concern for you.
An ounce of self-reflection. If you heard a word I've said, your island where you have a freedom to rail against your government and you have a freedom to live is never going to be invaded because of the U.S. military and because the Sherman tanks that you rail about and have no respect for. That also
I think it's the opposite. We're more likely to invade.
Hold on. I'm going to put James on hold. I'm going to put you on hold for just a second, James, so that we can respond and then you can respond again because you like to interrupt. Go ahead, Alex. Let us respond, James.
We're more likely to be invaded as part of the U.S. than as not. Right? There's places like Fiji, same area. They're not invaded by China. Why isn't Fiji invaded by China? There's no reason to.
Well, I think that there's a deeper issue here, and the issue is, I think that there are two mutually exclusive concepts here. James both wants to celebrate America and say that America is great, but he does not want there to be criticism from the citizens of the current government or of the policies of the government. And yet that is the fundamental basis of why America is great, is because you are allowed. And even James is acknowledging that America is great because we are allowed to disagree with and speak against the policies of the government. And he says other countries are not great because of that, but yet he doesn't want us to speak out against the government.
James, thank you for the call.
Thank you for the call, James. We've got to take off for just a second. I'm sure we'll hear from you next week, brother. So we will talk to you then. We'll talk to the rest of you when we're back. This is Free Talk Live.
We call him Willy Wonka. He's our chocolate lab. His belly itched, and he would actually lay in the grass and scoot across it to scratch.
DinoVite.com DinoVite is nutrition.
His belly, it's all really cleaned up. He flops over and lays on his back and just kicks his legs. I call it his happy dance.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
DinoVite.com
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Got shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, H-E-B, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Friday night show, Marianas edition. From the island of Saipan, I am Vin.
It's Alex.
We're here under lockdown. Some places are starting to open up. The summer is going to be interesting. It's going to be hard to keep people locked in their house as the weather starts to get nice, and especially, you know, people trying to lock down the beaches, trying to lock down campgrounds. You know, Pork Fest in New Hampshire, I heard that Pork Fest, which is before, but this is Fork Fest, which is the decentralized version. I believe that this is going to take place. Rogers Campground appears that it's going to be open. So you, if you are in that area or you want to travel there, can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 29th until July 5th for ForkFest 2020 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is otherwise known as Pork Fest with a P, and Pork Fest with an F is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping or RV site or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 29th until July 5th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can simply relax and go camping with other liberty lovers, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for Fork Fest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with other ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or in the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, ForkFest.party. That's ForkFest.party. So, summertime, and the living's easy, or will the living be easy? Jim is calling us from Florida, where they have long summertime there. It's summertime there now. He's listening on WOCA. Jim, how's it going, my friend?
Yeah, good evening. Yes, it's nice weather. Got the screens open. Get some of the evening breeze in. I wanted to mention that we're coming up to Memorial Day weekend to remember our fallen service members, and to remember a special person that was important to Saipan, Guy Gabaldon, the Pied Piper of Saipan, who single-handedly stopped the suicide charges and the people jumping off the cliffs. He was a Marine, and he could speak Japanese, and he was able to talk in something on the order of 1,000 Japanese soldiers, the Battle of Saipan.
Yeah, one of the most tragic stories, actually, and truly an odd one, and truly speaks to sort of the mentality of the Japanese military at the time. You can still go to this day to Suicide Cliff. It's not too far away from us, where the Japanese soldiers and many civilians jumped to their deaths, committed suicide rather than becoming prisoners of the U.S. or just as a form of honor. Very, very strange and very tragic story. So, yeah, what's the gentleman's name again? This is the first that I had actually heard this story. So that's a cool story to know living here in Saipan. Jim, what was the guy's name again?
Guy Gabaldon.
Guy Gabaldon. Okay.
Yes. He was a Mexican-American, and he was an orphan, and he was taken in by Japanese Americans who fought in Italy. But Guy Gabaldon was awarded the Navy Cross for his action on Saipan.
Interesting. Well, excellent. Yes, we will keep that memory in mind. Thank you for the call, Jim. We've got, we got calls tonight. We got calls coming in. This gentleman jumped off of Discord, I guess because I wasn't getting to Discord fast enough, jumped onto the calls, managed to get right on there. Christian Anarchist is listening online, calling from Tennessee. How are you, sir? What's going on this evening?
I wanted to call and discuss China, because you guys were talking about China earlier, and I know Vin you said you really don't care about China. And I've been to China many times. I actually been to Saipan for 2 weeks once, and my brother-in-law spent 2 years there, so I know a little bit about Saipan. Nice place, but kind of get cabin fever after being on the island for a year or two, but that's just what my brother-in-law said. So anyway, about China, I've been there, I don't even know how many times. I started going there after I married my Chinese wife 27 years ago, so probably at least 25 times, maybe 30. And so I've seen China evolve over the last 25 years, or I could say devolve, because when I first went to China, I found it to be quite an interesting place and a lot different than what I expected, because I expected the Communist Chinese Party to be these overhanded, heavy-handed people that were going to throw me in a gulag or whatever. I found that wasn't the case. In fact, in many ways, the Chinese people had more freedom than we did because they had less restrictions on what they could do business-wise. And the open policy worked really well for about 15 years. About 10 years ago, the heavy hand of the CCP started coming down. And they, in the last 10 years, they've changed into something that's getting closer to what they did a long time ago, you know, with hanging signs around people's necks for having bad thoughts and stuff like that. And it's very scary. And I would say that China is trying to influence us. You see their effect all the time in the media. The way they stopped the NBA of a simple thing like I stand with Hong Kong. You say that and the Chinese government comes down on the NBA like a ton of bricks.
I mean, did the Chinese stop the NBA, or was it that there was a financial incentive for the NBA to play ball with China because there was significant profit for the NBA coming in from China?
Well, you have to understand the way the Chinese system works, and all big government or all big institutions have a Chinese Communist Party monitor, a guy who sits in there with the board. He's part of the company. Doesn't matter what Chinese company you choose. There is a CCP party member that is helping them to make the right decisions. In other words, you got to make the right political decision with your company, or they simply take your company away. You know, like Jack Ma recently lost his position, and I think it had something to do with saying the wrong thing or even just thinking the wrong thoughts. So when you deal with any company in China, you are dealing with the CCP.
We can perhaps talk about this in a moment, but I still am not getting the answer of why I, as an American, should be concerned or scared. I understand why Chinese should be, but I'm wondering why I, as an American, should be concerned or scared of China. We can talk about that when we're back, Christian Anarchist. Just hold the line. We'll talk when we're back. This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
This COVID-19 thing has turned the world upside down. Regardless of what you believe about it, it has changed our lives. But what's not changed is that if you own a business, you need to advertise to reach new customers or clients. Our audience is not the kind to stick their heads in the sand during a crisis. They are fully engaged and more active than ever. Special advertising packages are available to you to help you not just recover, but thrive. Email my sales manager, Matthew@freetalklive.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump labeled churches and other houses of worship as essential and called on governors nationwide to let them reopen this weekend, even though some areas remain under coronavirus lockdown.
Today I'm identifying houses of worship, churches, synagogue, and mosques as essential places that provide essential services. Some governors have deemed the liquor stores and abortion clinics as essential, but have left out churches and other houses of worship. It's not right.
The president threatened to override governors who defy him, and following the announcement, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention released new guidelines for communities of faith on how to safely reopen, including recommendations to limit the size of gatherings and consider holding services outdoors or in large, well-ventilated areas. This is USA Radio News. With Memorial Day coming this weekend, beaches are reopening, cities are letting restaurants seat people outside, and closing streets to encourage foot traffic, and many national parks are also letting people back in. Second Lady Karen Pence spoke at the Smoky Mountain National Park in Tennessee.
Not only are these experiences enjoyable to have, but they're good for us, too.
Stay-at-home orders have been eased in many cities, just as temperatures are warming up for the holiday weekend. And the Secretary of Agriculture, Sonny Perdue, announced that the U.S. Department of Agriculture would provide up to $1 billion in guaranteed loans to rural businesses and farmers in an effort to help them survive the coronavirus. The USDA is committed to being a strong partner to those rural businesses and agricultural producers and being a strong supporter of all aspects to the rural economy, according to Perdue. The policy change opens up eligibility to some agriculture producers who were not able to receive loans from the USDA Farm Service Agency program. This is USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owners population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It's the Friday night lockdown show. I am Vin.
It's Alex.
And we are here in the Commonwealth of the Northern Mariana Islands. We've talked a lot about the islands in Saipan today. We've also spent some time talking about China, which it seems like we've spoken about China.
All the rage now.
China. And we've spoken about, if you bring up Israel, the phone lines light up, boy. They light up. It's like it's that everybody wants to talk about these two topics, China and Israel. Nobody wants to talk about their own government tonight. Oh, we'll talk about other people's governments. Christian Anarchist was telling us, I asked, why should I, as an American, even though I do live about a five-hour flight away from China, why should I and other Americans fear the Chinese Communist Party? Christian Anarchists, go right ahead,
sir. Okay, sure. I'll go right into why you should fear. And the first, you know, the NBA thing was just an example of how the CCP, and I don't like to use the word China because that's a misnomer. China is a landmass. It's not a political organization. So the political organization is CCP. And, okay. I mean, my wife is China, but she's not Chinese, but she's not CCP. So
okay, gotcha.
you can't just say China, and Taiwan is China, and they're a far cry from CCP, and so is Hong Kong. So CCP is the problem, and they are using their economic growth that has been astronomical. I mean, for my 25 years of going there, I am astounded at the astronomical economic growth of China. But it seems to be slowing down or even reversing right now, which is a good thing in my opinion. But China is using their economic might to control free thought and free speech in all parts of the globe, and they are affecting free speech in the United States, and this is the thing that you need to be afraid of. They're pressuring...
How is my free speech being affected by the Chinese? Can you give me some examples of how Americans' free speech is being affected in America by the Chinese Communist Party?
Post something on TikTok or YouTube or any of these other things that are slowly becoming under the economic control of China, and find out, because...
Are you suggesting that the censorship on YouTube is being controlled by the Chinese Communist Party?
It is not directly controlled by the Chinese Communist Party. Neither is any of these others. It's the it's the monetary influence in YouTube that China is putting in that's making the people at the top of YouTube say, "Well, I don't think we should put that in because that's making our new buddies here pissed off, and they're not going to give us much money."
Okay, I got you. So how is that any different than, let's say, Ford Motor Car, who is a big, or GE, who are big advertisers, or Amazon, who's a big advertiser? How is that any different than a big advertiser saying, if you leave that up, we don't want to advertise on that content, and so YouTube takes it down? How is that any different? Should I fear Ford because don't want to be associated with certain content?
That's cool. I would just not buy Ford stuff. But China, you can't just say, well, I'm not buying everything from China, because there's too darn many things coming from China that we've basically grown to live demand. And it would take a while for us to wean off of that. I think you're going to see some of that. But
Difference between the CCP and China, right? Is buying something from China directly funding the CCP? Not necessarily.
Yes. Well, it is.
Yeah.
I mean,
it absolutely is. I explained that earlier.
No question about that. Yeah, I know that what you said earlier happens to be the case. I've known that for a long time. I've done business with China probably over the last 20 years, so I do know that's the case.
Here's a better example. The CCP is influencing higher education mainly through the Confucius Institute, but in other ways as well, because they will do, huge donations to universities. And there's that guy in Australia right now, a student who is being threatened with expulsion because he posted stuff about the Uyghurs. Now, here's somebody in Australia who has nothing to do with China. He's not even Chinese. He posted something. The university that he goes to gets tons of money from the Chinese government, and therefore they're pressuring this kid. They told him to take his post down, which he had to do, and now they're still threatening him with all kinds of violations, like 200 pages long, and they're going to expel this kid. So higher education is being affected.
Well, Australia's got a lot of censorship problems. Australia's a very, very different place in terms of their laws regarding that and free speech.
It's happening here as well.
And perhaps this is a semantics thing, right? Is your argument that the CCP has a lot of influence on what we say and what corporations want us to say?
I wouldn't deny that.
We would agree with that.
Yeah, we agree. We agree that the CCP has incredible influence. Of course they do. They've got incredible economic influence. I mean, that's clear.
And their military influence, they have every intention of taking back Taiwan, and they have every intention. This week they made moves to take over Hong Kong. Basically, they passed a new law that says they can legislate whatever they want in Hong Kong. So Hong Kong's gone. It's no longer now.
Yeah, I'm just wondering there are tons of issues around the world with different nations doing things, not just China. There's things going on between nations all over the world. You look to Africa, there's still tons of problems. I'm just wondering, how is that a threat, or things going on in the Middle East, how is that a threat to me?
Threat to you, because you're on Saipan, which is only 5 hours away, like you just pointed out.
So are you suggesting that China is going to take over Saipan? Is that what you're suggesting to me?
Oh, they absolutely will in 25 years or so, once they got Taiwan back.
Saipan, 25 years?
If you're still living there, you're going to have to start speaking Chinese.
I mean, that's a big saying. Something is, making predictions out 25 years is pretty tough, dude.
Look,
I mean,
they have taken over all kinds of islands in the South China Sea. They have absolutely no intention of
anything that's inhabited that isn't part of China by the international law.
Those are military installations. They've been chasing out Philippine shipping. I mean, Philippine fishing boats.
Those islands are inhabited.
Who have every right to fish there.
Hong Kong.
They're taking over the whole South China Sea. They don't have international authority to do anything in the South China Sea. They are sinking boats from Philippines and other places.
China is
a powerful entity.
Yes.
They're exerting their force on the world. It's contrary to American national interests.
However, as a citizen,
as an individual, I'm not sure exactly how it affects us or what we're supposed to do. Should we intervene every time a government does something tyrannical? We'll be in every country in the world. Hopefully in America as well, right? Because what country is not doing something tyrannical? And as far as what's the threat to American freedom, it's the American government is the biggest threat.
You're going to hear me talk about American government left and right. I never shut up about the infringements on liberty by the American government. But I'll tell you this, after spending a lot of time in China and, of course, my whole life here, the American government, as despicable as it is 10 times better than the CCP government. And if CCP gets their fingers over here, you guys aren't going to even have a radio show. You're not going to be able to say nothing.
Let me ask you this. Again, we're with you. But what we're asking you is this. If you say that the American government is despicable, the only way to deal with the CCP in any of the spheres that you're talking about, what they're doing in the South China Sea, what they're doing in Hong Kong, what they're doing in Taiwan, would be action by the U.S. government. So, So can you tell what me as a citizen, how is it me, Vin Armani, how are the actions of the CCP, one, affecting me in a way that is dangerous to me and my family directly, and two, what can I as a citizen, without engaging the U.S. government, do to stop it?
Okay, they're threatening you because it's a slippery slope. They're gradually shutting down free speech using economic tools. Number two,
we covered that. I'm sorry, we gotta take off. I'm not trying to cut you off, but we did do the whole segment with you there. Still not convinced. I'm sorry. Maybe we can talk about this next week. Free Talk Live.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It's the Friday night show, Marianas Edition. I am Ben.
It's Alex.
Alex. I think this has been a good show, man. I just don't. I'm almost like I don't want to bring up the words China or Israel ever again on this show, because that's what the show becomes about. But
it's a good topic.
I think it's maybe not the Israel part. We could stay away. That's like the third rail of content. If you want your content removed, go down that slippery slope. If you want to be censored, go down that slippery slope. And I really have nothing to say about them at the moment, right? Middle East wars are not the first thing on my mind. But China. China is they've been the forefront of this totalitarian move that has happened. They've got censorship, but we still don't have that level of censorship here, even on terrestrial radio, which we are on 200 stations, just about 200 stations. We'd love to be on 400, love to be on 500. The people that help us out with that are our amplifiers. I believe Christian Anarchist, who we just spoke to, happens to be an amplifier. Thank you to him. These are the people that help us move forward and market the show. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And we want to celebrate our amplifiers. Today we want to celebrate Dave Burns. He is an amplifier platinum. Tell them a little bit about this amplifier program and how people can be involved.
Yeah, go to freetalklive.com/amp and you can learn more about the program. There's different tiers. The lowest tier is silver. It's just $5 a month. That's all we're asking for. But if you really see the value in what we do, spreading free speech, freedom, discussions, where can you have these discussions?
Nowhere.
On hundreds of radio stations around the world. What if it was thousands? If you want to get there, you know what to do. Join the AMP program and spread the word.
Indeed. You know, we were talking just now about how I think there's maybe a lack of information. And when we talk about some of the stuff with censorship, and I honestly just realized it, particularly with the censorship, as we're talking about, like, YouTube censoring things, and we just talked about the situation with Joe Rogan and how he's going to be moving, and Alex Jones announced that, and, of course, Alex Jones was taken off of YouTube and other platforms. I think I suffer from the curse of knowledge. But the curse of knowledge is something like you know something, so you assume other people do, and so you just start from that point. And one of those has to deal with the actual expense and difficulty involved with streaming media. So that's actually my background, my software background, is in the field of streaming media. So live streaming, but also, you know, recorded, delivering media to people. This is where I've spent my software background since 1998, really. That was when I started a small internet radio station called DJ Union in Hollywood with some friends. And, you know, I was telling you, Alex, that in about 2006, I was hired to build, and maybe it was started in 2004 and I was there till 2006, to build a new radio station, including an internet radio station, for one of the California State Universities. And I was building my own radio stations at that time. And so for people to understand, at that time, and even though server costs are much less expensive now, and I was paying to have to do live radio streaming at like a MP3 level, I was paying $500 a month for a server. This is for my own internet radio station. And we were able to get concurrent, maybe we could get like 100 listeners maximum concurrent with the bandwidth that that $500 got us. Now, it's much cheaper now with all of that bandwidth, but it's not so significantly cheaper that if you wanted to fire up something that would be able to give you HD live streaming in the way that YouTube does, and then archive it, and store it, and promote it, and maintenance of the platform, and all of that, you can do live streams like Joe Rogan, right? He's doing this. He's doing a live stream. He's got millions of people viewing. For he could build that system out himself, but for him to build it out, run it, maintain it, Alex Jones does, right? But he can't get anywhere near the concurrent views that he can get on YouTube. What YouTube has provided to people, you know, we talk about, oh my God, YouTube's censored by video. I get it. I get it. I've had my own videos taken down. I had when I was doing my podcast with Activist Post, they took down our whole channel. Because we were talking about these types of issues. We were some of the early people. Activist Post was on those early fake news lists and all of that. I get it. It sucks. But it's the risk that you're taking because you're getting this for free. Something that would otherwise cost you thousands of dollars per month. Or tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands, depending on the scope. Somebody like Joe Rogan might be paying hundreds of thousands of dollars a month to keep an operation like that running and keep it global, whereas he pays literally zero.
YouTube's paying him.
Yeah, zero. Exactly. He gets paid. And so I get it. It's bad. I get it that they have influence. But as the old saying goes, you have to invite the vampire in. And in the case of big tech, we invited the vampire in. In the case of the Chinese Communist Party, every time you went to Walmart in search of those low, low prices, you invited the vampire in. You gave them economic power by giving them your dollars because they were giving you something of value. It's not like they came in and stole it. It's not like they came in with guns and forced you. You, every dollar that they have, you gave them willingly. You went out of your way to give it to them. And regardless of whether what they're doing now is good or bad, I think that it's important for us as individuals to realize what part we had in that, because that's the only way that we're going to be able to reverse the situation as it is to first take responsibility for what we did, and
but then
to decide.
It's different. It's the public space now. The internet's the public space.
It's always, this is what you get when people don't want to take responsibility for their own actions. What's happening in your life? If you want to live a good life, the most important thing is to say, I am happening to the world. The world is not happening to me. I am making decisions every day, and based on those decisions, I'm going to have a certain outcome. And this begins at the most simplest level. It begins at the level of what I put into my body. How much I weigh and how in shape I am is determined by my diet and exercise. It doesn't matter what someone out there on Madison Avenue is putting up, what the beauty standards of the culture are. What do you want to look like? You can look like that. It's not rocket science. It's out, the information's out there for free. And then the same thing is, how much control do you want the Chinese Communist Party to have in your life as an individual? You can make decisions yourself about how you're going to live. But guess what? It's going to be more expensive. It's going to be less convenient. The vampire that you've invited in is offering a cheap and convenient way of doing things, and you've taken it hook, line, and sinker. So the bait was there. You took the bait. You can't be upset that you got hooked. You can't.
Yeah, and I think a smart strategy to do would be to leverage it, right? Leverage YouTube, build up your audience, and then jump on to BitChute or
sure.
any of the alternatives once you build up the audience. So if you're, you know, against YouTube, what better move could you make against them than using all of their resources to build up your audience, and then right as you start becoming valuable, jumping ship?
And I will tell you, the first thing is this. If you want to have a terrible life, this is my own opinion upon living a good life. I think that maybe this is a little stoicism coming in. The first place to look is like in the mirror. In the mirror. Before there's a problem, but even Jesus said this, right? Before you address a problem with someone who speaks a different language than you, lives in a different country than you, you know, they may be doing terrible things, and that's bad, and you shouldn't support that. But you know what? There's a whole lot that you could be doing for your neighbor. There's a whole lot that you could be doing for the people closest to you to make their lives better, and that's the contribution that you can make to the world. Because when we stop doing that, when we believe that the government should be the ones taking care of everybody, then you get the Chinese Communist Party. That's how you get the Chinese Communist Party, as opposed to us taking care of each other as individuals.
Yeah, the solution is, who's going to save us from China? How are we going to contain them? How are we going to do this? Like you said, look to yourself. Get in the driver's seat and say, what are the problems in my life and how can I fix them? Many of the problems you can fix simply by moving, right? If you're in America, we're lucky. We have a federalist system, 50 states, something they don't have in China. There's some place freer you can move to that could change your life overnight. Mm-hmm. Get with like-minded people, work on building new things to help improve the world. That's what we're doing, and that's what we invite you to do as well. You can join us here in the U.S. Mariana Islands, work on crypto projects and other interesting things, or you can go somewhere else. Vote with your feet, take control, and live and prosper.
Oh, I love it. Voice and exit. Wise words as always. That's it for us today. We'll see you next week right here on Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.